This is Marketing Voices, featuring fresh perspectives of industry leaders who are involved in social media, marketing, and market relations.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Guy Kawasaki, an accomplished author, among many of his other attributes, has just completed his latest book called Enchantment. Making people more enchanting is very powerful for marketers, so I thought I'd catch up with Guy and hear what he has to say. The book's fundamental philosophy is that in any communication, the goal is not to hinder a relationship, but to bring about a powerful reaction from others by working through them and with them that enlists their own goals and desires. Now, this sounds pretty scientific, but here's Guy about what Enchantment offers.
This is a book. It's very tactical, okay? So it's, you know, 2,000 feet above the ground. It's not 50,000 feet above the ground. And it explains how to be enchanting. And enchanting means that you have this skill set so that you can ethically change people's hearts, minds, and actions. So it is about, changing the world by convincing people that you have a good product or a good service, and not simply persuasion and not simply influence, because those are kind of transaction-oriented, right? You persuade people to buy a HP laptop, or you influence them to buy a Dell laptop. On the other hand, Apple enchants you, and you buy a Macintosh and an iPod and an iPhone and an iPad and anything they say, and you stand in line 24 hours to get this stuff, and you get a phone with the world's worst carrier, has stuck with a 2-year contract, and the battery won't even last a day, but you're so enchanted, you're so delighted by what it does that you look past all that. That's enchantment.
I thought that this book could help companies too, but Guy disagreed.
I don't talk about how to make a company enchanting as much as how to make yourself enchanting. Because I think when push comes to shove, that the people set the tone for a company. And so, what I'm not advocating is you come up with this massive advertising, Super Bowl advertising strategy where you're going to say, okay, we're going to change our tagline and it's now going to be, Lexus, the enchanting car company. Enchantment occurs, I think, at a much, much more hand-to-hand combat level. So if Lexus wanted to, well, Lexus is an enchanting company, but if you had a company that you wanted to be more enchanting, it starts with the people. Probably starts and ends with the people. It's not the advertising. It's not the tagline. It's the product and the people.
How to help people become more enchanting. Now, I find that a very exciting proposition. So let's hear what Guy thinks are the main criteria for enchantment.
You are a likable person because, if you think about it, have you ever been enchanted by someone you didn't like? The answer is probably no. But beyond being likable, you also have to be trustworthy, because you can like somebody but not trust them. For example, you could like a Hollywood celebrity, but if you've got any brains in your head, you don't necessarily trust them when they endorse a product or a religion or anything. So you need to go first start with likability, then go to trustworthiness, and then the final pillar is that you have a great product or service, because it is much easier to enchant people with something great than a piece of crap.
So now I'm sure that all of you listening to this podcast want to know how to get Guy's book. Here's how you do it.
If people want more information about the book, they should go to Facebook/enchantment.
Oh, okay.
I have a Facebook fan page for the book. The second thing is, at the Facebook fan page, there's something called the GREAT. And GREAT stands for Guy's Realistic Enchantment Aptitude Test.
So to all my listeners, go take that test. And if you score low, buy the book. And if you score high, buy the book and give it to a friend who isn't enchanting. Also, you can hear Guy in person at a March 17th, 2011 Churchill Club event where I'm interviewing Guy about the book. Check out the website www.churchillclub.org. And until next time, thanks for listening to Marketing Voices.
This has been Marketing Voices. Follow us at marketingvoices.com. If you have any suggestions for guests, please email Jennifer@jenniferjones.com. Until next time, thanks for listening.